Hello?
Hi, my name is Kristen, and I'm returning your call, calling from customer support.
Yes, I have something on my credit card, and I have no idea. I don't remember ordering anything from your company. What's it called?
Okay, so we are a third-party call center, and we service hundreds of different online vendors. So I would have to have an account located to know which company is billing you, and
okay,
so on and so forth.
What, you need the number?
Listen, can you provide me with your zip code, please?
18407.
Okay, let's see.
There's two charges on here, and I do not at all remember making these kind of charges.
Okay.
It's Get Quick Gadget, Trendsdale.
Okay. So that's what it's showing on your statement?
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, so that would be the merchant ID. So I wouldn't know what that would be, you know, based off.
I have numbers there.
I'm sorry.
8535455 INH S6AJHLNT.
Okay, so that's information based off your card company. Let's see, can I have your first and last name, please?
Diana Salemba.
Okay, so I think I've located something for you, ma'am. If you would, for security purposes, could you please verify your shipping address?
119 Birkett Street, Birkett, Carbondale, Pennsylvania, 18407.
Okay, thank you. Okay, yes, ma'am, I did locate an account. What I'm showing is I do see that this was a sweepstakes entry for a chance to win the Ninja knife set. Let's see. I do see it looks like the initial entry was $7.95. And let's see, being that it shows that you did not win after 2 days, it did enroll you into the main membership, which keeps you enrolled in the sweepstakes entry every month. But it's also...
I did not do this, and it was $7.95, and then there's another one for $67.32. I do not want this.
Okay, let's see. Okay, so you're saying that you did not sign up for the $7.95 for the...
No, I did not. For a knife set? No, I just bought myself a knife set. And then they charged me another $67.32.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm saying. That was for the membership that keeps you enrolled each month for the chance to win that Ninja Knife set, but it gives you a gift voucher.
Yeah, but I didn't do this.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I understand. You had just asked what it was, so that's why I was trying to explain what the $67 charge was for. $67.32 charge was for it, but that gives you a $125 gift voucher each month for the online discount shopping store. Okay, let's see. Okay, so let me ask you this, because looking at the information on file, all the information does appear to be a match. Is there anyone else in the household that could have signed up for this?
No.
Okay.
I use my own phone.
All right, so what I've done is I've gone ahead and canceled the account for you. So that is to ensure that there's not going to be any future charges of any kind. What I will have to do is get you transferred over to the fraudulent department so they can assist you with the account.
and refund my money? Are you still there?
I'm still here, yes, ma'am. I'm just trying to get everything together so I can get you transferred over, ma'am.
Okay, and they'll refund my money?
I'm not sure how that process works with the fraud department. I just know I would not be able to do anything else other than cancel the account for you.
Okay.
All right, so let me go ahead and get you transferred over, and let's see who I can find that's available. Okay, so I do want to let you know, I am fixing to transfer you on over. You will hear a brief silence, then some music playing before the supervisor for the fraud department comes on the line, okay?
Okay.
All right, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a nice day.